Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome back to another edition of PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. And today we have the Pro Bowl for the NHL and Pro Bowl for the NFL. And these should be very fun games to watch. Pro Bowls are usually always very high-scoring, very offensive games, and it should be a lot of fun to watch. And I'm really looking forward to it. And so it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And so let's get into what's going on between these two games. And then, of course, we'll get into the regular games that are going on today. Oh, excuse me. I have a little bit of a stuffed nose. Getting into the first thing. Let's get into NFL Irving versus Carter. So this should be a good one. Team Carter and Romo leading Team Irving and the Pro Bowl. Oh, golly, I have a stuffed nose. And I sound kind of weird, too. All right. So Team Irving and Team Carter going for Sunday, just today, Pro Bowl. And golly. All right. And Carter, this is his second Team Carter, this is the second year of a format concoct to bring some life to an event that had became a show of half-hearted effort, little defense, and practically no blocking. The players returning from last season said the intensity was up. There was some big hits last year, Denver safety TJ Ward said. Not that it was anything close to a regular NFL game, and not even in the same stratosphere as what will be happening on the same field a week later when Seattle and New England meet in the Super Bowl. The Pro Bowl comes at the end of a long, long season. Some played in 18 games. They are looking forward to the offseason. Vacations with their families, and the last thing anybody wants to see is a significant injury. You've got to respect guys' careers, Carolina inside linebacker Luke Dewey said. You can't go out there and try to smoke everyone. You've got to understand that these guys are here to have fun, but at the same time, guys are competitive, and that's going to come out. The bottom line is you've just got to respect each other. It's a format where teammates can go against each other. Detroit quarterback Matthew Stafford joked that he could make a deal with Lions safety Glover Quinn, and that Quinn would allow Stafford to throw a touchdown, and Stafford would throw Quinn an interception. There are those who miss the old AFC versus NFC format. New York Jets center Nick Mangold, chief among them. I think that there was something about coming out here and saying, I'm from the AFC and this is my team. He said earlier this week, I'd be the first to say I'm not a fan of how they do it. New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees said reports that in the game's past players haven't given much of an effort were exaggerated. I think there are a few plays here and there that where you might look at it and be like, that was a lack of effort or just wasn't full speed. He said, so I think it got a bad rap just because of a few plays. But that's what stuck out in certain people's minds. The league was the one threatening to shut it down, which would be an absolute shame. This is a tradition. It's a way to reward players for a hard-fought season. Hall of Famers Michael Irvin and Chris Carter, who choose the teams in a draft, carried on with much hoopla Wednesday night in Dallas. Jason Garrett and his staff will coach Team Irving. Baltimore's John Harbaugh and his staff will coach Team Carter. The teams went through their final practice Saturday at Scottsdale Community College, doing a little work with position coaches, a few reps, and their shots. On 11-on-11, and a lot of autograph signing and picture posing. Last year, the team of Jerry Rice beat the one of Deion Sanders 22-21, and a definite departure from the high scoring Pro Bowls in the recent past. The game is taking a 1 year break from its usual site of Honolulu. And while there are a few wistful mentions of the beach, nobody was complaining, at least publicly, about the desert weather. With the temperatures in the mid-70s on Saturday and high 70s forecast for 70. Oh, my gosh. University of Phoenix Stadium, which is sold out for the event, has a retractable roof. The Pro Bowl returns to Hawaii next season. There'll be similar usual rules in the game tonight. Most noticeably will be the PATs. The gap between goal will be narrowed from the standard 18.6 feet to 14 feet, and the kick will be moved back to 15-yard line, essentially making it a 25-yard kick. And Team Irving kicker Adam Vinatieri hasn't missed a PAT in 5 seasons. Team Carter's Cody Parkey didn't miss one in this rookie season. There were the usual rash of withdrawals from the original team, including 6 quarterbacks. Injuries, major and minor, were usually given as the reason. That, and of course, players who have a much bigger game play Sunday. And that's pretty much it. That's the information going on. NFL Pro Bowl, going to be a lot of fun to watch. Andrew Luck and Tony Romo are going to be the quarterbacks for each team, and it will definitely be fun. Now, we have the NHL Pro Bowl. That's going to be a great one, too. So I'm going to be looking forward to that. NBA, Heat versus Bulls. I'm going to go with the Heat. And even though they're not doing that, or no, I'm going to go with the Bulls because they're not doing too bad. They're doing pretty good, actually, and I'm going to go with them. Other than Cavaliers, I'm going to go with the Cavaliers. They have that dream team, and I'm looking for them to bring it back. Warriors and Celtics, I'm going to go with the Warriors. They are the hottest team in the league right now, and it's going to be a fun game to see. Celtics versus Warriors. Rockets versus Lakers. I'm going to go with the Rockets. Lakers being so bad. I don't even think they're in the same ballpark for anyone that's going to be in the well, not getting into, but that are close to the playoffs right as of right now, even though it is a little bit earlier. Virginia Tech, this should be a good old rivalry, and I'm looking forward to it, although Virginia is probably going to win. Coming up on March Madness, it's going to be really cool to watch a league game until March. Creighton and Villanova, that should be a great game, but of course Villanova is probably going to win. Notre Dame and NC State, I'm going to go with Notre Dame. Louisville and Pittsburgh, this should be a good game. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. Duke and St. John's, or no, I'm going to go with Louisville. They have a great center. Duke and St. John's, I'm going to go with Duke. Duke would be, of course, being Puke, but, you know, it's okay. But, yeah, so that's pretty much everything that's going on in the sports world. I'm going to take care of this stuff, those. But I hope all of you have a amazing Sunday. Of course, I feel really bad for the Packers, having what happened in last week. Packers snowballed that game. They just got to take it away from them. Go to Seattle Seahawks. Anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed this edition of PJ Sports Talk. We will see you next Sunday. Remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. I'm going to take care of this stuff goes. Anyway, have a great Sunday. Bye.